was out with my 15-year-old daughter day after day, knocking on doors in New Hampshire and other places. The one thing that's been a little disconcerting afterwards is hearing from Washington signals that Joe Lieberman, the former Democratic vice presidential candidate who spent this fall going around trashing Barack Obama, may be allowed to keep his chairmanship of an important Senate committee. We all favor a bipartisanship, but you're an important part of the Democratic leadership. Isn't there going to be some consequence for his actions? And what does that mean to the rest of us who go out and campaign and work so hard?
There's going to be a vote in the Senate. We call our reorganizational meetings. We're going to have next week, and the caucus will probably be voting on chairmanships. For example, I expected to be reelected as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and chairman of a couple of major appropriations subcommittees. Senator Lieberman's chairmanship will come up for a vote. Every senator will have to vote the way he or she believes they should. I'm one who does not feel that somebody should be rewarded with a major chairmanship after doing what he did. I never ask people, well, you must vote for this person or that person. Everybody has to make up their mind. But I felt some of the attacks that he was involved in against Senator Obama, whom I did support. I was one of the very first in the Congress to support him. I thought they went way beyond the pale. I thought that they were not fair. I thought they were not legitimate. I thought that they perpetuated some of these horrible myths that were being run about Senator Obama. I would feel that had I done something similar, that I would not be chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee in the next Congress.